Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about a life of sharing and how we consider God's instructions, His commands, His example in sharing and letting that grow in our life. And today I'm going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking and praying about sharing sacrificially. And a good follow-up to yesterday's focus on sharing generously, because sometimes our reason or excuse might be a better word for not sharing generously is we just don't have anything. And what we typically mean by that is, well, I just don't have anything extra. It's not convenient at the moment. And yet God wants us to know that the sharing that we ought to do will cost us something. Just as His sharing of His Son Jesus cost Him. King David would write and or speak and have it written down that he would not offer to God a sacrifice that cost him nothing, because it's really not a sacrifice. Looking today at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, the writer of Hebrews says, "And do not forget to do good and to share with others." Now, if the writer had left it at that, it would have been a good verse, a reminder to do what we ought to do, to do good and to share with others, but he didn't stop. He says, "And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased." Throughout the book of Hebrews, the writer does an incredible job of explaining how Jesus is the better sacrifice, the best sacrifice, the complete sacrifice, comparing it to the sacrifices of the Old Testament law. And in the midst of drawing near to God, we discover that it's our good deeds. It's the way that we share with others that become those offerings to God that He's pleased with. And as we grow in Christ, we find that His love for us is one that draws us near and compels us to want to respond. And the appropriate way of response to God's love towards us is to love others. It's a way of showing intangible means and that we love Him. And when we reach out, we learn to grow in giving of ourselves. And we've talked throughout this week about various aspects of how we give. But it's always something that comes from us. But it did not originate with us. And that's the thing sometimes or oftentimes we forget, is that our sharing with others, our good deeds that please God, even in generous ways, even in sacrificial ways, don't happen because we're so good at it. They happen because God supplies what we need. Not just what we need to survive, but what we need to share. We've said before this week that every good and perfect gift comes from above. And God's Word asks us that question. Why do we act like we've not received when everything we have, we've received from God? And we may look at it, well, no, I worked hard for that. That cost me a lot of money. You see, we look at the middle of the process, our part. And somehow we convince ourselves, or we're convinced by the enemy or by culture or whatever, that we've done it. And we fail to remember why we even have the ability to work. It's a gift from God. And when we learn to share sacrificially, we learn to please God by the way we treat others. It's that going beyond simply sharing when it's convenient, when it's easy, when someone needs something that I don't really want anyhow. When it's extra, when it's excessive. And as we look to God today, He reminds us to do good, to share with others, to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice with which God is pleased. And when we please God, we find ourselves filled with joy. A sense of contentment. And rather than being required to offer a sacrifice of bulls or goats or lambs or doves or any other living thing, God says, offer a sacrifice that's pleasing. Do good. Share with others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need in order to not only know you, but to have things to share. Sometimes that sharing is out of our finances. Sometimes that sharing is out of our time. Sometimes that sharing is out of our knowledge, out of our faith. And Father, in so many different ways, you've equipped us to be able to share with others. And yet, God, you are very much aware of how we're designed. You're very much aware of the result of sin in our life. And you know we forget. So, God, help us to heed this reminder that we've looked at today to remember to do good, to share others. To share with others, to recognize and understand that you are pleased with such sacrifices, making it known that it's not just when it's convenient or when we have extra that you expect us to share and to do good. You want that out of our life all the time. And it's not simply a suggestion that this would be nice if we would pick up on these character traits. It's a command that says, do it. And God, forgive us for those times where we don't take it seriously, where selfishness takes over and reigns in our life, when the enemy distracts us, when we distract ourselves, when the allure of this world grabs our attention with the stuff that we think we have to have that prevents us from sharing like we ought to share. And Father, remind us not just how to please you, but of why we want to please you. It's because of your goodness. It's because of your love. It's because you are holy and you are God. And so, God, today I pray that we would give, we would share, we would be sacrificial in the way that we consider the needs of others to be more important than our own. It would be a decision and a desire to do good and to share with others no matter what. Father, when we do so, may we offer it all to you as a sacrifice of praise. And Father, as we lift up Jesus as the one we praise, as the one who makes our good deeds and our sharing even possible, may our lifting of him draw others to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.